just read a study. Yeah. Every time a football game happens, a baby is born. That's a fact.
Okay. I believe it.
I mean, there must be a connection there, that football leads to babies.
A pigskin. Pig. No, I don't know. Okay. I don't know why it felt what? Like.
Now what? You made it weird,
that's
Brooke.
So weird.
But oh my God. That's how our listener Brian ended up meeting a woman named Gina at a football viewing party, and he ended up driving her home that night, even got the invite to join her in her place.
Yeah.
But was only there for about a half an hour before the night was pretty much over and he had to leave. Mm. So now, can't reach her, and he's calling in the pros. That's us.
We're the pros.
We're the dating pros, supposedly, to help him find out the reason why. Brian, you ready to do this, man?
Let's do it.
You got your pads on?
Okay.
You got your jock strap on?
We don't need a jock strap.
I'm just saying, it's good to have protective gear before we go into these phone calls.
Always use protection, brother.
Nope.
He's adjusting. I got it.
Okay.
He's putting a mouth guard on.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous, guys.
You should be too nervous. It doesn't sound like you did anything really stupid. I mean, at least from your side of the story.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, unless you didn't tell us anything.
If you did do something stupid, then we're going to find out what you did right now.
And we're pretty dumb, so
we
won't judge.
All the time.
You guys are the best. I love you dumb people.
Yeah.
Aww, somebody does.
Was
thank
that
God.
An insult?
Nope.
Yeah, we're just going to take it as love. All right, let's dial Gina's phone number and see if she answers, see what she has to say, okay? Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Gina?
Speaking.
Gina, what's up? My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's okay.
Here we
always.
Go again.
Brooke first.
It always happens like this.
Wow.
Hi, Gina.
Hey.
Who's this?
Yeah.
So you're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. That's Brooke. My name's Jeff. We have Jose and Alexis here, too.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I'm so caught off guard. There seems like there's a lot of people on the phone. I didn't even know they still had radio stations. Like a real radio station calling me.
Yeah. They have a full team here.
Nope, we got a podcast too.
Yeah, we're a dying breed, but we're trying to move into the future.
Don't worry. One of us will be gone soon, I'm sure.
The point of this call.
Stop.
I mean, you sound legit. So.
Cool.
Hey. No, we are legit.
No, it's real. Here we are, Gina.
We got two almost compliments in a 5-minute period. It's amazing. But look, we're trying to get a little bit of help for one of our listeners. His name's Brian, and you met him the other day.
I met him the other day?
Yeah.
You met him at a football viewing party.
They're talking about the Brian that drove me home, that gave me a ride home.
Yes, that's the Brian, the one that you invited up to your apartment after he dropped you off. And he said he hung out at your place for like a half hour.
Yeah.
He has a crush on you. He likes you.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound conceited, but a lot of people do. I'm an exercise rider. I'm a jockey. I ride racehorses.
Oh, you're like an equestrian fancy.
Do it, and it gets you like a following of hot dudes that follow you around everywhere?
I'm not a big horse fan.
It's those tight pants.
The point I'm making is I act very busy and...
Okay. The whole point is that Brian had a really nice time hanging out with you that day, and he wants to do that again. I'm assuming that was somewhere in his texts. Yeah, no?
What? Why do you say no?
I wasn't sure if we would be a good match, so I invited him upstairs and put him through my test.
Through your test?
Uh-oh. Test. Huh. There's a test upstairs?
Like you sit down with a pen paper.
Like an obstacle course, like a physical test?
What test? Because we talked to him before we spoke to you, and he didn't mention anything about having to do a test.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't tell him I was testing him.
Oh, a secret test.
What's your test?
Well... I'm a very active person, and one of my pet peeves is I have no tolerance for men that are lazy, and he just seemed like one of those lazy types after I put him to my test, and it was a very simple test.
Okay. It's a lazy test.
So, he seemed lazy after he offered to drive you home from the party that you guys attended.
I mean, there's not a lot of physical. I mean, I can turn left and right on the wheel.
I like how you say lazy person, and Jose is automatically feeling offended in this room right now.
I'm
just to let you know.
I'm not going to lie. I'm like, okay, this is but nothing to do with me.
How do you tell if he's lazy or not? What do you do?
Yeah.
So I'm bringing out the drinks from the kitchen, and I purposely knocked the remote off the end table to see if he'd be a gentleman and pick it up.
Oh.
And he did, but after I gave him the look,
So he passed the test, but he didn't pass the test in the way you would have liked him to have passed the test.
Like, I don't need a guy that's a couch potato. If you can't move 3 feet to your left and pick up a darn remote control, something's wrong with you.
Okay. But I see that.
You're the one that knocked it over, though.
But you know, he should have grabbed the drink tray in the first place. I'm kind of with you.
Look who's on her side.
Exactly.
Didn't you say he picked up the remote, though?
Yeah, but she had to give him the death stare, Brooke.
Yeah.
I had to give him the look. And then he walks over to get the remote, and he doesn't even, like, bend down to get it. He just reaches forward.
Okay.
Oh,
like it was
bad.
Contaminated or something. Like it had germs. He was like, here's your remote.
I mean, can he use his joints?
This is strange. I mean, the person he described that he hung out with, it was different than who you seem to be.
She's very active.
I don't know.
Maybe I had too much to drink that night because I am very caught off guard by this phone call.
Yeah.
I think Brian is very caught off guard by this phone call, too.
Yeah.
Because
he's not going to do anything about it. Anyway.
He never mentioned any of this, and he's finding all of this out for the first time. I need to tell you, he's on the other line listening, and he definitely needs to talk to you.
Yeah.
Brian?
Wait.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I'm here. I've heard the whole thing.
It's the Brian test.
It's like, come on. Like, really? Like, I'm not a couch potato. And yeah, I did not bend my knees, but guess what? I had patellar tendonitis.
Oh, what? Patellar tendonitis.
He's got bad knees, okay?
It hurts.
I don't really know if that's a selling point if you're trying to get her to go on a date with you.
Sounds bad.
I have medical clearance picking stuff up, okay?
You know, I'm not going to tell you that right away, you know, the first time you invite me to your apartment.
His knees are just popping as he walks in.
Do you think that maybe you judged him too quickly?
Absolutely not. I mean, did you just hear what he said? I totally called it.
Wow, are you serious?
You called his patellar tendonitis?
He's got some kind of itis, that's for sure.
Something's wrong with those legs.
Just because I have
you
a medical condition, he's going to like
guy.
Shut me out like that and brand me as a couch potato because I have issues with my knees?
I mean, maybe he has issues because he was so active that he was overused him or something.
Actually, that's what my doctor said.
See?
Okay.
And I think maybe the reason that he didn't want to get up and wanted to stay on the couch is he wanted to just be close next to you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 10 years from now, you could just see Brian all laying out on the couch with his tendonitis?
How do you think your knees are going to be in 10 years after jogging so much, huh?
She's a jockey. That's right.
Yeah.
I do yoga, Brian. Like, I can't be with someone that just sits on their ass and watches football.
So why the hell in the world would you go to a football party to sit your ass down and watch a football game, huh? Miss, I'm so active.
Shut up, Brian. Go sit on the couch with your bad knees and call another radio station because this is absurd.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm already here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, before you go call
How
the
about
other
that?
Before you call the other radio station, Brian, let this radio station ask a question first because we'd like to send you guys out on another date.
Yeah. There's passion. There's definitely passion.
There's
here.
Something.
What do you mean another date?
We'll offer.
I didn't go on a date with Brian.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Well, we'll offer to send you on a first date on us.
If Brian wants a date, he can go to the retirement home or assisted living because he's not coming back here. So.
Brian.
That's a good idea, Brian. Are you close to an assisted living facility? I don't want to have to walk too far and hurt my knees.
Everybody's knees suck here. I love it.
Wow.
Brian, you up for it?
Are you really asking him? Is he up for it? What's
happening?
I call you guys for help. So now I'm being shamed because I have tendonitis in my knees? Come on, man. Like, seriously?
Well, hey, it's not going to be forever, man. Like, a little rest and some ice and ibuprofen, it'll get better.
It actually gets worse. That's not true, guys.